everybody. I really hope you've enjoyed the Club of Vaders. It's GRD's Weekly. Woo! Now that's just fantastic. Well, indeed. I guess we'll fix this all in post. Yeah, welcome to GRD's Weekly, episode number... anybody?
282.
The
whoa!
282. A silly little thing we've been doing for 10 years now, so welcome to it, and thanks for being here. The folks helping to bring it to you today, well, the lady that gets so excited and happy whenever we go to conventions back there is the Flintstress.
There's nothing wrong with G-Ready for movies, as long as there's lots of sex and violence.
Oh, the volume is way down there. Oh, there it is, yes. The lady next to her, bringing it, making it real. God, that got loud. Nutty is here.
If you want to be a party animal, you have to learn to live in the jungle.
And of course, the man that's ready to get down with you at any moment, next to me, I have the wonderful Mr. Jason Gregory Banks.
Disco is not dead. Disco is life.
And you're with me at my element. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn, and cons are what I do.
That's what I do. I drink, and I know things.
And I know things, indeed. So we've got it. The clock is already running. What have you been doing geeky down there, yo?
Yo, too much stuff for a short panel. But let's start with Westworld. Anybody watching Westworld?
Let's do.
Take me to Westworld. I only know what's going on about 75% of the time. You know, this season's pretty good. A lot of people are getting killed. And I'm happy with going to the different worlds. I'd like to see more than just Westworld. And It's nice to see, you know, it's like we were talking about, oh, I think I'm going to cancel my HBO subscription because Game of Thrones isn't going to be on for like a while. And he was like, you know, Westworld.
Like, Westworld's coming back.
So we watched Krypton. I don't know if anybody out there watches Krypton. Underrated. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm picking up shifts at the station just because they have Infinity and I can watch Krypton.
You got to do what you got to do to get your shows. Krypton is better than you might think it'd be. It's Superman's grandfather, one of the L's. And Zeg-El, yeah, their names are all ridiculous. But it's a super fun show, and it's on Sci-Fi, so it'll probably get canceled. And,
more than likely.
And picked up by another network.
You're going to Amazon on season 3.
Yeah, so we watch Krypton. Yeah, we watch a lot of kids shows, too, like The Wiggles and...
that's geeky.
Yeah, all of that good stuff mostly dominates our television screen.
It's taking up the most space in the DVR. So yeah.
And I'm rewatching The Office just because somebody made a reference the other day to something for The Office, some obscure deep cut, and I was like, oh, there was a time when I would have gotten that reference. So I was like, well, the only thing to do is to just rewatch it all over again. So it's not helping me make any kind of dent in the DVR, but yeah, I'm rewatching The Office, which is just super funny. So, and then just, you know, trying to stay sane. It's almost the end of the year, doing a lot of projects. I'm an instructional technology resource teacher, so I help teachers come up with technology projects. And so there's just been a lot. Now that the testing is over, a lot of the teachers are like, okay, we can finally do some fun things. What's you got? So I just got a brand new 3D printer that's huge, and it's... you know, we use robots and all different kinds. It's like really cool to see the way that teachers are bringing technology into the classroom. And not just like you sign up for a robotics class, you sign up for a computer science class. We're seeing it in English and all over the board. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So I'm sure it's probably like 7,000 things I'm forgetting, but I'll just say that has been my geeky week.
That's you. See, it goes right on down.
All right. Well, I've been like doing cons.
Right?
It's a weird thing, you know, going to conventions.
Right.
And gaming. Lots of gaming. Fifth Ed. So many levels and chafing armor, and then Bulldogs right here at Balticon, which was fantastic.
Balticon!
Woo! We are someplace?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's
and
we're doing this weekly show, we have to be someplace.
Yeah, that's so true. Bouncing back between D&D 3.5, 5th edition, and then jumping into Fate again, and I was like, oh, I forgot how much I love Fate. Fate is just an amazing thing, but...
sometimes I like it, sometimes not so much. Fate, not the game.
Yeah, the game, I always love it. But I guess media-wise, I'm getting my rage on with a little red panda from the Hello Kitty universe. It's on Netflix. There's 15 episodes, and it's totally worth watching in both the Japanese and the English dub, because they did the dubs all at the same time, so it's not like somebody... is redoing it years later after this anime became big, and there's different undertones depending on if it's English or Japanese, and the voice acting is fantastic on both, but I highly recommend Agretsuko.
Okay.
Yeah. Boo!
I was going to talk about anime, but...
What are you going to talk about now,
there's only
Jason?
One anime, so she definitely took it.
Good job. Jason, it's your segment.
I know.
Jason, well, you were going to talk about anime? That's so unlike you.
I don't know.
Actually, I will avoid anime for the time being and talk about Overwatch, because I've been playing all sorts of competitive Overwatch because I hate myself. I'm playing that. I've also been playing Ni No Kuni 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I completed Persona 5 finally. So I've been playing a lot of gaming, you know. It's good stuff.
Didn't you recently get a trash bag full of anime?
Yes, I did, actually. That is a unit of measurement for anime. It goes from trash bag to basement to regrets. But no, yeah, and I've also been watching My Hero Academia, One Punch Man over and over again until they make second season, because that theme song is just so epic. And also...
How he still talked about anime?
I have to.
I just have to. And also, Shokugeki no Soma, Food Wars. It is fantastic. Check it out.
Yeah.
Is that anything like happy food or whatever it was called?
Oh, it makes you real happy to the point where you lose your clothes.
Whoa. Okay.
It's a kid show. Earmuffs. Yes.
That's why I didn't explain.
Okay.
There are children here. Stop it.
We know you're here, Billy.
No, I'm not talking about me. So, like, she's hiding. Like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. You've scarred children for life. That's fantastic.
It's not the first one.
And it probably won't be the last.
Nope.
For no particular reason I can think of, I reread the entire Flashpoint miniseries from DC.
Oh, God.
In order, all the crossovers. Like,
wow.
In order. And
I think you win the nerdy award.
Thank you for that. Yeah, not you. Okay, that's fine.
No, I'm not.
Because, you know, that's what the Flash movie was supposed to be, and they sort of did it on the TV show, though they left out everything since they couldn't actually do it. And it's weird because that was a story where the entire world had changed so much that you had a war between the Amazons and the Atlanteans. And that's just completely missing from TV. And wow, the Joker was the most amazing character in Flashpoint. And I can't spoil that, but you should read it just for that, because Batman will surprise you, and the Joker will just mess your mind completely up. Anything else of any, degree of interest? We watched Deadpool 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saved that for you.
Did you? Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you.
We did, too.
So, stay with me on what is, once again, a very controversial thought of mine. Incredibly great film. Highly, highly, amazingly entertaining. Not a better film than the first one. Maybe a funnier film than the first one, but not a better film than the first one.
We couldn't have had it without the first one.
You couldn't
have.
I don't think it's a perfect sequel.
I don't think I've heard people say that it is better than the first one.
No, I think everyone's agreed that it is not better than the first, but it's still a solid.
But the first time you say that, you get somebody that goes, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" And I'm like, stop talking that way. Breathe as you talk.
I will say that watching Deadpool 2 with that final cut scene in Canada... in a theater in Canada, it is probably a little bit different, but that payoff is really
good.
Do they
stand up, salute the
floor? Oh yeah, no, we everybody just started clapping.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant to start ripping up seats and stuff.
No, we're way too poor for that.
Babies in the air.
No, you keep going to a dark place, man. What's wrong with you? Have you not had enough to drink?
We haven't spoiled anything.
Okay, I can't hear anything.
I just said final cut.
No, no spoilers.
He didn't eat chicken.
I didn't.
There's no chicken.
Chicken is spoiled.
Okay. Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh, man.
Okay, I can deal with
it. Timely.
By the way, there's children in the room?
Oh. Can we talk about it? Did you see Infinity War?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You didn't see Infinity War?
No.
Why did your dad not take you to Infinity War? Scott, why didn't you take your child to Infinity War? No, I'm saying it to the H2.
Because I'm half expecting him to pop out behind a curtain.
First off, how could you miss Scott? Like, you just
nobody expects the.
He's like in the corner with a lampshade on. Like,
that's what makes podcasting so great. It doesn't have to happen now for it to be an immediate reaction for him later. Oh my God! I just got called out. Wait, when was this? So yes, everyone, please find Scott and tell him he's a bad parent for not taking his children. Everyone find Scott and tell him he's bad for not having seen it. Good Lord.
Hey, I blame
Scott.
I saw that for the second time rather than seeing Deadpool.
Do you need the Agretzico mask?
I might.
I think he
does. Grr.
It's an audio podcast.
Yes. There will be pictures.
This is great radio.
Everyone just hold it a second while they take pictures of me.
Three, two, one. Good.
And it's more, Scott, take your daughter to see Infinity War!
Yeah, he's got
to really get into it.
The Agretzico mask.
Really? Do you want me to get loud? I haven't even got loud. I can get loud, so.
You know what, Billy Flynn? We didn't ask our guests, like, who they are and what they're from.
Oh, my goodness. We didn't. We assume everyone knows everybody. Why don't you pimp yourself out the way you do so well, yo?
I am Nir Chas, and I am from the Nutty Bites podcast, and you can find the Nutty Bites podcast and all things nutty by going to nimlas.org, nimlas.org. And you can hear this man on, like, 75% of my episodes.
That's because they call me Big Daddy.
You came up with the name.
Just because you say your name does not mean that.
Hey, that's how they introduce me.
The guy who calls himself Big Daddy is not them introducing you as Big Daddy.
Let's even do this. And I'm Jason of the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast, where you can find us at talknerdytomepodcast.com.
Well, slow down.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdytome. And, of course, you can find us on Twitter at nerdytomepodcast. And, of course, you can find me defacing the Nutty Bites podcast. I'm also on the Ghibli cast from Nutty Bites. I also have been on the Idiot cast. I've been on Sofa Dogs. And I do a podcast with Hugh O'Donnell and J.R.D. Skinner and Scribe Harris called Nostalgia Pilots, where we're going back rewatching Gundam Wing, and let me tell you, it does not hold up.
And you've been on Cold Reads multiple times.
Yes, I have. Lending my voice to characters that I probably should.
That's always fun, though. I enjoy that. I've done quite a few things for Misfits Audio, and yeah, getting to flex that voice in a different way. Yeah.
Do either of you have any more panels this weekend where people can find you, or are you pretty much done?
I think this is my last one.
Oh,
really?
I'm actually gorilla conning.
Yeah, Jason's not actually here. I don't know if anyone knows that.
Yes.
No. By the time we publish this, no one of importance will know this. Look in all of your books. Nowhere will you find him, but he's still everywhere you look. It's almost like he's haunting the convention.
That's exactly what he's doing.
He's a ghost of anime past.
Yes.
It's a ghost.
You didn't say you wanted me, but I'm here. I'm Jason.
I'm the ghost you need but don't deserve.
Right. The dark ghost.
Oh, hey.
It's a Dark Knight reference, not a racist reference.
That was a little bit racist.
Yeah, that's... Don't flip me off. It's not video. Okay.
I've lived long enough to see myself become the villain.
So when you were six, you realized that?
I think it was out of the womb, actually.
Whoa. Yep. You just can't. You can't go anywhere without talking. Okay.
No, not at all.
No, he can't.
That's our fault. Normally, if you have Jason anywhere with you to make sure he stays at a reasonable level, we really do need an IV bag just constantly dripping the alcohol in because he's not getting it quick enough that way.
Not at all.
That's not a drink. You're not allowed to have alcohol outside of your room, so that's not alcohol, and none of you.
Yeah, that's apple juice.
None of you have alcohol either. Not one of you, which is great. Yeah, it's healthy. It's good for us. Meanwhile, the kids are like, I've got bottles here. I'll sell you. So, how has this Balticon been for you thus far?
Pretty sweet. Last year, I was on 14 panels and did not actually get to enjoy Balticon at all or even see most of the people that I would like to see. So this year I said, no, we're going to go for like four,
yeah,
five.
Yeah, you can't overdo it.
And it's been great because...
14!
And I don't do Mondays.
Okay. I don't do Mondays either. Right. You, me, and Garfield.
And I don't do before 12. By the way, I don't know where this vicious rumor started, but people keep talking about panels that happen before noon. They don't exist.
No.
There's no such thing as panels before noon.
My story is kind of the same. Last year, I was doing the anime track. I was running the anime viewing room. I was on, I think I ended up getting us like 8 or 9 anime panels, and I was on all of them.
That's what happens when you put a panel as a suggestion.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
This guy, great idea. Let's make him in charge of it. Boom.
Yep.
That's fine. Never had moderated before. I'm like, hey, Nutty, how do you moderate? She goes, don't let him argue. And I'm like, but I argue. But no, it's been really chill this year. Been really chill. I'm having a blast.
You should have come to my panel this year about how to moderate.
Oh.
What other panels were you on, Billy Flynn?
Oh, let's see. Earlier today, I was on Transmedia on the Cheap, which, as it turns out, is actually about telling a story in multiple venues of entertainment, not just the written word, but branching it out. Maybe having a YouTube page that that has a little bit of an, you know, the thing where you call a phone number in like some fiction, but it's a real phone number. People who do things, crazy things like that. All the J.C. Hutchins things. I'm not sure that's exactly what I knew that panel was when I signed up for it. But I knew that Mike Luoma was there, and that slipshod organization he runs, I knew I'd be fine. Oh, hi, Mike. Hi, sorry. I didn't realize you were here. Did you just show up? Oh, my goodness. Where did you come from? So I've been there. I did two yesterday.
Recommend Me a Podcast.
Recommend Me a Podcast, where, you know, what's some fun, fantastic things that people can find. And, of course, I said, wow, I'm on a panel with T. Morris and Tim, and wow, so we're just going to talk about listening to our podcast? Shouldn't we just recommend each other's podcasts so we don't seem desperate? But we then generally decided to talk about podcasts that we guest on. So there you go. It made it all work. But then we did find things that we had nothing to do with, so we could do that. What was my other panel?
I don't remember. Did you actually recommend anybody to listen to Geek Radio Daily?
No.
I don't think you did.
I let T do that. I had T do that. Oh, you know, you're right. My panel is, I can't read that.
Let's see. Making the most of the topic.
Making the most
of the topic. That's ironic. Most of this topic, Billy Flynn.
Well, how helpful that would have been if I'd only could have thought of that. That would have been fantastic. Yeah, that was an interesting podcast, because if you listen to enough podcasts, eventually you will find that one. That one where the people are very interested in what they're doing, but they don't find a way to make that interesting for you. So, you know, what are some tricks, some tips whenever you are having a discussion or interviews? What can you do to keep things going along? So that's always fun, because I got to tell my celebrity stories. Because whenever I get to interview celebrities, I love that my first question is always something that no one sees coming. And sorry, folks who listened to the recap of the other podcast, but I have to tell the story again. When I was fortunate enough to interview Marina Sirtis. And she's Counselor Choi. She was in Gargoyles, some other sci-fi original films.
She's super smoking hot.
You break out the intro, legend in the genre, in the sci-fi field. So, of course, I got to know, what was it like working with Charles Bronson in Death Wish 3? And that just catches her for a moment, because these celebrities hear the same questions all the time. So you throw them this curveball, and she just sort of smiled at her. She's like, it's like, you know, he was actually a really pleasant guy, but the shoot itself was awful. And we had these fantastic stories that I'm sure she's never told anybody. So stuff like that is how you make a topic interesting.
You did that to John Delancey too, didn't you?
I did. John Delancey at Mysticon there was five of us, six of us to interview, and he didn't want to do one-on-one interviews. So we were all in a room together, and he explains, he pauses, like, you understand, because you got to understand, I do these interviews all the time. I'm not trying to make myself sound bad, but we do this all the time, so we don't have the same questions again and again. So it gets to everybody and everybody, and I can tell every question is the same one. So they get to me. I'm not going to remember the title, but he was in a made-for-TV airplane disaster film in, like, 76. And I said, on the set of blah, 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 did you become better friends with Burt Convy or Doug McClure? And he just sort of stopped and laughed. And as it turns out, he actually became really good friends with Billy Crystal on that shoot. And to this day, once a year, they still hang out like at Billy Crystal's ranch somewhere. So yeah, don't tell me you hear the same questions, John Delancey. Not my fault people ain't got my standards. Come on now. So yeah, that's a trick.
I was invited to a couple of like junkets like that, but phone-wise.
Right.
And I don't do interviews normally. So I said, yeah, no, you'll be able to talk about what your project. But then we're going to have a little mini debate. And it was, we're going to talk about what's your favorite fictional band, fictional music band. And so we went and we debated that whole topic. And we only were supposed to have 15 minutes. And they're like, no, let's keep going. And then, you know, the next year when they wanted to do something else, they're like, hey, can you get that podcast? I want to go on them again.
See? I ruined panels that way. Because I went to an anime con and Greg Berger was there. And everybody's asking about the last anime voice he did. I go, so can you tell me about Police Academy 6? Mission to Moscow? And he goes,
so, no, people, they love that because yep. they don't hear that. Peter Davison, fortunate enough to talk to Peter Davison. First question was exactly how painful are Tickle Boots? And if you ever watched the original The Tomorrow People, his character was tortured with Tickle Boots. So he got to chuckle about that for quite a bit, because when's the last time someone's mentioned Tickle Boots to you?
That sounds bad.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time somebody asked me about Tickle Boots.
Hey, Tickle Boots. So is there anything that you wanted to do at Balticon that you missed? What's the panel that you were like, oh my God, I can't believe I missed that?
Voice of Free Planet X. I missed that one.
You were sitting behind me.
No.
No, actually, she went, wow, what were you drinking?
Maybe that was a different panel. That was a great panel.
Maybe that was, oh wait, no, that was 3 years ago. Hold on.
Oh, Jared Blackwell, sorry, you weren't in that universe.
Jared Blackwell was behind you.
No, I know that.
No, that was very sad. I didn't know they were here just for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed them too.
And so I missed it, and I was trying to get back, and I got back as everybody was leaving. They got on the elevator. And they're like, okay, well, we'll see everybody next week. What do you mean? He's like, oh, we're really here for the day. Like, as the doors are closing, I'm like, I'm going to miss you. Because it's family. We don't get to, there's not enough cons during the year for us to see each other. And there's no technology for us to see each other. There's nothing. Nothing.
Dial up is a terrible, terrible thing.
You ever think we should do that sometime? That we should just set up, like, I don't know, a Google Hangout or something and just make like a fake con thing where we could pretend we're hanging outside of a building before our next panel? People would tune in for that, right? You guys would pay for that. I mean, show up for that.
Digicon.
There probably is a Digicon.
You're probably right.
It's probably a Digimon-con. Digimon-con.
Absolutely.
Probably, yeah, man, so. Let's go to Digimon-con.
God.
Okay. So, in a moment, we're going to play ourselves a silly little game, and I'm glad you're all here, because if you're here, that means you have a chance to
win
something. You could. There are prizes and something you might not actually mind having in your home. So that's always a fun thing. So if you kick back and just hold up for 1 second, we'll be back as soon as all of this is done.
Hi, I'm Noob Chess, the host of Nutty Bites.
And hi, I'm Zach, Nutty's regular guest.
Or antagonist. Our podcast is like a call-in show where geeks get to debate topics about speculative fiction.
We don't really debate.
Sure we do. We debate topics such as lame superpowers, the best villains, and our favorite apocalypses.
We're more like rant, rave, and then have massive nerve rages.
People call in from all over the world, sometimes minor celebrities, and we've even had some supervillains show up.
Do you ever notice that you never have any superheroes or good guys?
I'm a good guy.
Compared to what?
Antagonist. Nutty Bites. NimWest.org.
Hello, this is Peter Davison, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
We just spoke to your immigration attorney.
And you are being deported.
Deported?
If there was any way at all that we could make this thing work.
Morning, sleepy head.
It smells like old lady pants in here.
I understand the predicament. I think there's something that you should know. We're getting married.
Motherfucker, are you the world's worst friend? Ask me nicely.
Ask me nicely what?
Ask me nicely to marry you, Margaret.
I think this individual might actually be mentally unstable.
It's about 116 kilos of cocaine buried somewhere in the apartment.
You're just such a shit jerk. You're just a shit jerk dick.
So dark. Are you sure you're not from the DC universe?
Because inevitably Deadpool is popular enough, it will become a regular basic romantic comedy, and Sandra Bullock will be there. So yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. But no, you're still here. You didn't go anywhere. So let us take a moment to play a game.
It's time to play the multiverse's favorite guessing game. Do you know the truth when you hear it?
Shut up!
Can you spot a line?
Oh, hell no.
Play along with the GRD crew as they decide.
Shut up!
Oh, hell no.
Indeed. Since we're at a convention and we get to talk to some of our favorite people, we get to let them tell us some true facts about themselves, and we will now determine whether or not those things are true or not. So how you want to break this up then, since Jason cheated?
Yep. No, that's okay. We're going to need 5 total people to play the game. 3 people who will play, and 2 people who will just win. Like, one will win if I win, and one will win if Flynn wins. Okay?
So basically, you have a chance to play yourself or let one of us play for you.
So who wants to play the game? Okay?
I'm not allowed.
No. You're not allowed.
Shay and Kalila. Okay.
Close enough for government
who
work.
Who wants to still maybe possibly win? What's your name?
Colin.
You can play with Billy Flynn. He sometimes maybe
it's
comes
a good
close to winning.
For me to win right
and
there.
Then, okay, if yeah. I win, then. Okay.
So we tell Nutty she's going to play, and then for no particular reason, Jason, who's going to be on the show with us, decides, let me look at all of her answers.
First off, it was her.
I didn't know he was going to be on the show.
She did it. It was not
friends.
You could have told her.
So we're going to
start. Well, he did after.
And so Nutty's going to read us a fact, and then we're all going to try to guess.
Yes. Hey, Jason, which one should I read first? Ha! A minor church was established in my name.
A minor church was established in your name?
Yes.
Shona.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
And now I just
meant? Well, Kim, what did you say?
I'm going to go with hell no.
I also will go with hell no. And Kalila? Hell no. All and right. It is?
Shona.
Whoa.
Oh. No, you can't just laugh about that and think you're going to read it.
The funny thing is,
yes.
I've already divulged this information this week at Balticon.
Well, apparently I wasn't there, and Jason was even more drunk than he is now.
I'm not drunk yet.
So
that's why
my website, nimlas.org.
Right.
Nimlas stands for Nuchas is my Lord and Savior. And it was created by role players in my gaming group, which are all over the world, but we would get together on originally WBS and then Ethereal Realms. And I believe it was in Ethereal Realms that, it became a thing. There are still people that call themselves priests and priestesses and junior priests and priestesses. And yeah. Uh-huh. But Nimlas is easier for people to remember than Nukchas. So it made a better website.
And I will never forget it. Nope. The score is currently Billy Flynn 1, woo, Shay 1, and the rest of us 0.
We think alike.
Okay, Jason, hit us with a true fact.
True fact?
Yeah, you got to look at your phone and make sure. Yes,
I do. Oh, wait, there's kids. I can't use that one.
You can change it to poopy.
Just make it about Sam.
No, as long as there's no swears in it. Just earmuffs, kids. Earmuffs.
You can listen to Hamilton. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good enough.
So, at least 5 people in this room have tasted my meat today alone.
Let's see. Now, by today, do you mean this physical day of Sunday, or do you mean in the 24-hour period?
24-hour period.
Shut up.
That was an easy one.
It was.
Kim?
I'm nodding. Thank you. The audio loves you.
My voice has already been enough.
Everybody said Shona. What do you say?
Absolutely true. I continually.
Jason's butt has been in so many people's mouths. Oh, I'm sorry. Tell the story.
For those of you who have never been to, when we were at the Hunt Valley, we used to do a thing called the meet and greet. And me and T. Morris would grill. And I would bring random meat treats from home, like smoked pork butt, smoked brisket. One year we did a swineapple, which is where I stuff ribs inside of a pineapple and smoke it. It was absolutely delicious. I brought a small version of that this year. I brought 2 pork butts.
You brought your small butt?
Yes. It was 2 of them, so technically it's a badonkadonk.
A full donk?
Yeah, it was a full donk.
So, and he brought a griddle, and he's been cooking it up for people all weekend.
Because remember, I'm Southern, so everything is portable.
Yeah, it's like, Jason T. Morris is running on fumes.
Butt cooking it coming.
Up. Cooking it up.
I'm bringing my butt.
Pip also needs some food.
Done.
Open your mouth, Pip. Take my meat.
Okay.
Can that be my superpower?
Meat man? Oh, I thought you meant being inappropriate.
Oh, no, that's just my natural state of being.
That's your alter ego?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, by the way, Hamilton kid is completely embarrassed, so apparently Hamilton wasn't enough of a primer, was it?
He's not going to miss his shot.
No.
We'll get you to have a new cue.
All right, Maddie, hit us with another true fact.
Another true fact. I am a unit of the measurement.
Oh,
hell no. Hell no.
Not you.
Okay, so Billy Flynn, you say hell no?
I'm going to hell no with that one.
Kim?
Hell no.
Shay?
Oh, hell no.
Nice. Kalila?
No.
Hell no. Well, I want a point. Hell no.
Hell no. Everybody gets a point.
Now, Spencer's a unit of measurement for drinking.
Yes. Although I coined someone else as a unit of measurement, but I am not a Lowell.
You know, you can't figure that out, right? Because you can't be religion and measurement because that's science and those two don't go together. Thank you.
Here all week. So Billy Flynn and Shay are still tied for the lead.
I have narrated a hot and steamy same-sex erotica.
Shut up.
Oh, hell no. Reluctantly.
That voice sound, no, that voice sounded hopeful. That's what that voice sounded.
We're like, show enough.
Show enough, he did.
I think he's showing off. You girls.
You're saying show enough? You cannot ask clarifying questions, Khalila. Come on. And then the answer is?
Yes. I narrated a story known as Dancer's War on Nobilis's podcast, written by Hugo Award-winning author N.K. Jemisin. And it was male on male.
And you were very comfortable with that.
Absolutely.
It's good.
That's
really
why
good.
He's sitting back down, no longer talking. That's why the arms are crossed a little. That's okay. It's all right.
I thought I'd get you with that.
We're at a con. No.
I thought I'd get you with that one.
No, you. I fully believe that you have read many same-sex stories.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Did you share it with your aunts? Did you give your aunts the...
Mama's heard it.
Mama's heard it, but...
My dad's heard it, too.
Okay, but what about...
Not my dad. I got some work I did. I wanted to hear.
But what about your aunts?
How do you even bring that up?
No. I did not think so.
Actually, and it was my mama who shared it with me. She's like, it's so good, Jay. Listen to it.
Oh, that was the line. That was the line right there. I'll do Hamilton, but you're Jason's same-sex reading. No.
I didn't miss my shot.
Neither did he.
I'm fluent in three languages.
Show enough. And then everyone's thinking
show
about
Billy.
It so hard.
Show enough Kim.
Yep.
Show enough.
Show enough Shay. Show enough. And I will say, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Wait, are you sure you counted your made-up languages that you do?
Yeah, no. I'm not fluent in anything. Yeah,
New York is not a language.
I know a smattering of Klingon, a smattering of French, smattering of Spanish.
I thought Klingon was what was going to be, was going to lock it. I really did.
No.
Nope. I really did. I've heard you speak some Klingon. I just believed in you more than that.
And I'm married into a French family, but I do not speak anything but
English. I hang out with you people, but I ain't learning. No. Nope.
Oh, and a smattering of sign language, but I'm not fluent.
A lot of smatterings.
That was a pretty good one. I'm back in the game now.
A smattering of Japanese.
Wait, do you know sign language for I don't know how to speak sign language?
No.
Because that would be really cool. Yeah.
I know enough Japanese to teach a class, but that's about it. That doesn't count as fluent.
But I don't know enough, but I can teach.
No, I just teach you, tell you all the techniques, but that's about it.
Those who can, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, the teacher gets upset when you make that joke. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jason?
There is a book about me.
Oh, that's it? Nothing else? There's
wait, I don't think you read that fact right.
Yes, I did.
About you? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Harlan, is that you?
Yes, there is a book published right now about me.
Let's see. I guess if you believe it's true, it has to be true. So show enough.
Show enough.
Oh, no.
So, like, no, people who do
How
books have
Kim?
Standards.
Khalila? All right.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
The book is about my family. My two great uncles were albinos, and they were kidnapped and sold into the circus.
Shit.
And the name of the book is called True Vine by Beth Mason.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
legit.
Okay.
Yeah. They were albino African Americans who grew up in a town known as Truvine, where the main crop was tobacco. And there was the people there knew of a guy, they called him the Bad Man. And he worked for the circus as a bounty hunter. And he went and found shows for the sideshow.
How many people want to see this movie?
Right?
Spoiler alert, Leonardo DiCaprio is working on making it a film right now.
He's going to play one of the albinos?
No.
I hope not.
I don't know. I'm hoping he plays the bad man because I've watched Django Unchained. He plays a really great bad person.
Okay.
And one of these uncles, Jason, grew up in the same house with. So it's
years old.
Good Lord. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You're more interesting than I ever gave you credit for.
You're not actually interesting.
Not me at all,
Willie.
Actually.
Willie,
yeah.
Are you a carrier for albinism, King?
I wouldn't know. He's my great uncle, so he's not that far, you know, genetically from me, but I don't have any kids, so I haven't found out yet.
Well, that you know of.
Yeah.
Well, nobody
what?
Laughed at that. Everyone's like, you know, Jason.
Play yourself the crickets. Woo! Play the crickets.
I earned that.
He'll fix it in post.
Yeah.
Okay, current score update. Billy Flynn, 3 points.
Yes.
Flynn's just, sorry, Spence, we're at 2. I'm going to start looking at you and you can send me secret signals. How about that? Kim has 3. Shay is in the lead with 4 points.
Wow.
And Khalila also has 2. Okay, if I start cheating, then you copy off of me. Good? All right. Nutty, hit us with another true fact.
My name is an insult in another language. Other than English, obviously.
Oh, because it was like, wait a minute.
Shona?
Shona.
Shona? Was that chills or?
You have to say it.
I can't remember and I feel embarrassed, but I'm like,
Shona.
Shona?
Shona? Shona?
What is the insult?
When I made the name Nukchas, I thought, that sounds Klingon. Apparently, the very beginning of it is. And it means coward.
What does the rest of it mean?
Nothing.
Oh. So coward of nothing is your name. Okay. That means you're incredibly brave.
Then yeah.
If you're a coward of nothing, yeah.
Exactly.
The guy's named Chess.
Fair point. Fair point. That was your choice.
All right, Jason, make it a good one. And by a good one, something I'm 17. I might get.
I have a girlfriend that I call Chicken.
Shona.
Wait, are you gross?
She was like so quick with that one. Shona, he loved Chicken. Kalila or Cam or what do we think?
Hell no.
Don't look at me because I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, since I do know enough to know, I might have to argue the
answer
is yes. So I'm going to go show enough
because you don't have to spell girlfriend.
Oh, I don't even know how to take that.
I will go show enough as well, Kalila. Oh, wait, Kalila. Oh, hell.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
Hell no.
I have a chicken named Girlfriend. My family runs a farm. We have a lot of chickens. I have one that is
like, I don't know what you're trying to do, but
chickens are all girls. She's your friend.
No.
I know she's your friend. Her name is
literally Girlfriend. I'll call her over and say, come here, Girlfriend.
He doesn't call her Chicken.
The chicken he's going out with, he calls Lola. Totally different.
Totally different.
No, no. He reads stories about two roosters.
I see the picture of you with the chicken. That's the thing.
So if I'm the rooster, does that mean I'm... Never mind.
Nope. Not going there.
All right. Normally, I save the last question for the most point value, just to throw everything out of. But since we have two players today, these both two questions will be worth 5 points.
Which means nothing else that happened before matters.
Billy Flynn currently has 4. I have 2. Kim has 3. Shay has 4. You all are tied. And Kalila, 3.
Go
this one's worth 5 points.
I am a black belt candidate.
Shut up. Thank you.
Okay. Technically.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I did not mean it in that way.
Kim, would you say shut up? Yeah. Yes.
Shut up.
Oh.
I can't take my test for 6 months, but I am on the track.
Got to get the shot records?
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the shot records?
No, you have to have at least 6 months between your last grading and your black belt grading. Okay. So,
all right, so Jason, this one's really important. And Nunchas will kick your ass.
Oh, snap.
See, I have 2 that I could use.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Go.
Since you're here, Nutty, I'll use the one that involves you. Nutty has banned me from doing impressions on her podcast.
Shona.
You're the worst cheater ever.
I don't know. So I can't help you.
Shona. What'd you say, Billy Flynn?
I did say Shona. I was trying to, I was like, wait. Because now I'm thinking of reasons why both of those could be valid.
Shay, what'd you say?
I said, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no? Okay. Kim?
I don't know with Shona.
All right. And Kalila.
If only because I remember Nukchas.
Yeah, all right. This is for the win. Jason?
Or should I answer it?
You know what? Go ahead.
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
Because he's only been banned from doing one impression.
Ah, which one?
Technicalities.
Which impression?
Someone with tiny hands.
And sausage.
No.
This isn't her show. You're fine. Go for it. Make her feel bad. Do it.
Look, my impressions are going to be huge. They're going to be huge.
La, 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 la.
We're going to make Nutty great again.
Oh,
you're the worst.
I mean, I could get the Jell-O pudding.
That. So the other thing about the impressions with Jason on my show is he'll start out doing someone,
and I can only hold it for so long
until it becomes Bill Cosby. He starts out with like Mark Wahlberg, and suddenly Mark Wahlberg wants me to eat Jell-O pudding.
You know,
so roofie me.
To be fair, we all sound alike.
Wow, no. So podcasting's Rich Siegfried, who could not be here this weekend, similarly, any impression he does, if he does it long enough, will end up as John C. Reilly. So yeah. No matter who it is. So when it starts Christopher Walken and it ends there, that's a good time.
But I love your podcast, bro. I do. I love that. You see me in Transformers?
It is just kind of the way it goes, man. You know? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So I didn't win.
Winner? Our winner is Shay.
Sorry I didn't win.
Yay! And after the show, Shay will get first crack at prizes, and then I have the order of winning. So everybody actually.
Yeah, but I won't tell you the order now.
No. Silly Flynn and Colin were second. Kalila, third. Kim, fourth. And Sari Spence, fifth. But you get a prize.
So yeah!
And everybody can come up and, if she has enough of them, stickers for Nutty Bites.
Yeah, oh, yes.
For the brand. So everybody can take them.
Yeah, time. You'll be pimping things, right? Yeah.
And you have some pimping stickers in mine, too, don't you? Or do you leave them in the room?
Oh, I think I left them in the room. I don't know. I'll look in my bag. I might have.
So everyone also would be going to Nutty's room if you don't get something. So Nutty has something for you.
Hey, if you're hungry, I can.
Actually, yeah, he'll feed you.
You can go to Jason's room and have some of his butt if you'd like to.
Some of my butt coat.
Eat butt.
You'd be part of my butt coat.
Butt coat.
Why?
Well, we're getting close to the end of time. Thank you so much for being on our show. We hope you guys had fun. Tell the people again one more time. Well, you can find us, you know, geekradiodaily.com and there Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and at conventions and just about anywhere. Podcasts at geekradiodaily.com.
Oh,
and
here's
then,
again.
We also do voicemails that you can call in and we read them on the show and then talk about them. And the number
you read
for that,
voicemails?
Yeah, well, no.
We translate them and then we perform them as close to that person's voice as we can.
It's like, oh, if you want us to do that, we will. If you want us to do that, we will. Just, you know, say that at the beginning of your voicemail. Be like, please read this in the voice of whatever.
If you want to hear a bad impression of you, turn into John C. Reilly. Please do that. We will make it happen.
We read your emails, we play your voicemails, and we have fun. So. And that's 510.
So, like, sorry, if I sent in a voicemail, you can make me sound taller than
that? Yeah, we can turn up the Tallinator.
You know, the wonderful thing with audio editing software, something fun I used to get when at radio station when kids from the high school would come for their clubs to record things, I would always play for them all the kids. I would let them put their voice, and I would turn them into a chipmunk because I can change the pitch of their voice. For the boys, I would lower it and go, this is what you're going to sound like in 4 years. And they always liked that. And then I would make all of them also the ransom call. Yes, this is me. And little girls love sounding like the ransom voice. They're like, wow, I can make people cry. Yes.
I haven't watched that.
So you can find me at, just remember, it's Nick Joss is my Lord and Savior.
Yeah,
nameless.org.
Wait, what's the org stand for then?
No, it's just because it's an organization.
Oh,
it's a church. Churches are .orgs.
I thought you'd be .chew, you know.
This is just Dungeons and Dragons. It should be .org.
.org? Yes. That would be fun. Actually, it should be /org.
What is your show? We need to be listening to your show.
Yeah, seriously.
And you can find me at TalkNerdyToMePodcast.com.
And that's a number two.
There's a bell right there. You want me to do your work for you?
Yes.
Teach a man to fish.
Oh, so you're going to make the black guy do your work?
She still hears a bell. There it is.
Yay! Well, thank you all again, everyone, for coming to our show here at Balticon. And the phone number is 510-GRD.
That's the one it is, indeed. GRD is Life of the Creative Government Distribution Doctor, which is not being recognized as people with a license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. There's always something there. There's cartoons there. I have a cartoon character on there, which is fun. Woo, there are good times. It is my life.
It
is my dream. What?
Draw?
Of course not. That requires talent. And I don't have talent. I believe it is Adobe Character Animation, I think it is what is done for that. I don't know. Look it up!
Push the button.
I'm pushing buttons. Drop the note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or, of course, what was the voicemail again?
510-GRD-CROW.
You didn't get 90 to say it with you.
Okay.
510-GRD-CREW.
That's what we like right there.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Good night, suckers.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Have the two of you told your parents about your secret love?
Big secrets.
You show up here after all this time with this woman you hated?
This woman is a gigantic pain in my ass.
Don't do anything crazy.
Then who's kidding there? Am I just shitting?
That is a no-no. Oh, God, you're showing everything covered up for the love of God. Explain yourself, please.
Like a testicle of teeth.
You're going to make a statement admitting this marriage is a sham, or you're going to go to prison.
I will shoot your f***ing cat.
Catch my ass one more time, and we'll cut your balls off in the same.
Worth it. I told you, we're going with the Orthosh, not the Bjorsha. Get it through your head or get out of f***ing town.
We are just two people who weren't meant to fall in love, but we did.
Things changed when we kissed. Even when you checked me out when we were naked.